We are here at the 2018 Northwest Credit Union Association's MACS Convention in beautiful Tacoma, Washington. We have a special conversation here, kind of on fraud here. That's kind of the top of mind for a lot of people these days. We have Co-op Financial Services' very own... Oh my gosh, I just forgot your name. Why didn't I have it written down?
Kathy Snyder.
Kathy Snyder. Am I a dork or what? Gosh, I apologize,
it's
Kathy.
Okay.
It just
okay.
Went blank. So I apologize. And Northwest Credit Association's Jason Smith.
I'm Mike Lawson.
I got it.
You can't forget that name, right?
Oh my goodness, I hate it when that happens. But anyway, hey, the topic at hand here is implementing new strategies to improve fraud protection, speed and efficiency, and listening to Northwest Credit Union Association as a collective voice for Northwest credit unions. And as we all know, being at this conference, that the credit union community up here is tremendous, and that's an understatement. So good stuff going here. So what are some of these strategies? What are we talking about here? Kathy, you want to go first?
Sure, absolutely. So first off, love being in the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, yeah.
And the credit union movement, as you said, is so very strong up here. And credit union, the very heart, and today being International Credit Union Day, you know, what a great time to have this discussion. At the heart of taking care of people. And when you think about fraud, you almost need to go to that next layer, which is how are you really protecting all of the participants within shared branching network, within debit and credit, and everybody is mindful of it. And the thing is it takes a multi-pronged approach. There's not a single silver bullet anywhere.
That's true.
You know, the member engagement is absolutely critical, and things like card controls, being able from a debit credit to turn your card on and off, the neural network things that we have in place, and some really new exciting things that we're rolling out, which is Cooper. And I'm sure you've heard about
the big
Cooper.
News, yes.
Cooper is our artificial intelligence engine. And the really great thing is that so much of fraud that's out there today, or fraud protection, is really a predefined set of rules, and fraud happens, and it's hitting that scenario. Artificial intelligence is really positioning us for that model to continuously learn and to adapt and to grow. So, you know, the frauds guys, the fraudsters, they never stay in one spot.
Nope.
They move around, they find the weakest links, they try to worm their way in there. And Cooper and artificial intelligence, we've rolled that out for shared branching, putting a layer of protection in place for shared branching. But it's really about extending that, adding card data, so debit and credit. And if you think about holistically, it really becomes about that member and understanding where that member is, what they're doing, where they're transacting, where's their mobile phone, you know, how often do they do these types of transactions. So we are very committed to making sure we have all these tools in place, rolling Cooper out, strengthening it, partnering with our credit unions, because we've got to keep everybody safe.
Right.
Within the network.
Right. Yeah, you don't want the credit unions to be in the headlines when it comes to data breaches and things like that.
No.
Let's stay out of those headlines.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, Jason, you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, just to...
From a Northwest perspective?
Well, I was going to say from the Northwest perspective, we're really excited. We've had a long-term partnership with Co-op, and we really want to make sure that goes into the future. We just came out of a fantastic breakout session that Kathy led and really has built upon some prior conversations and really listened to what Northwest credit unions are asking. Has, you know, come back, and really there's this evolution of things going, because Kathy had a great quote that I've heard before: what's got us here today isn't necessarily what's going to get us to tomorrow. And so we're excited to see that continue.
Because times, they are a-changing.
Definitely.
An understatement for sure, because technology, as we know, is moving so fast, and so are the fraudsters. So it's our jobs to kind of stay one step, if not more, ahead of those folks. So to keep our members safe, and then that adds to the loyalty and the trust and all that type of stuff that we're all looking for these days. So having said that, from your perspective, the significance of all of this is...
It's game-changing.
Yeah.
It's a new day in payments.
Yeah.
It is so great to be, you know, at this point in history, and we think about, you know, history is what got us to this point, but how are we writing what tomorrow is going to bring? And just, I think the focus of credit unions and even consumers about an awareness about security and fraud protection, you know, there were some sessions today. There's very simple things, passwords, and how consumers have to be mindful with even their mobile phone. We've all become so digital, and mm-hmm. how are they protecting themselves? Mm-hmm. And then how do we layer on that next set? But it is an exciting time. It's moving rapidly, but I think the artificial intelligence is key to the adaptability and the transformation that's going to come along with all of the data mm-hmm. that we're going to put into it. Because data can really be a tool, a powerful tool say, look at how these three pieces interact with one another, mm-hmm. add an additional piece, and all of a sudden it changes the game about that financial transaction, that event, whatever it may mm-hmm. be. So it's an exciting time. It's a great time. And what's so great is the credit unions in the Pacific Northwest, they seem to all really be tuned into it.
Oh, totally.
They're hungry for that. They want to move in that direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate you mentioning that, because, you know, credit unions, whether they're large or small, are both impacted. And, you know, there's a lot of voices that are coming to the table. And we hope, as the Northwest Credit Union Association, to bring that collective voice to the table to give you the resources, the information to be able to act on that mm-hmm. as a good partner and be able to work together to be collaborative in that area.
You really help us cement those relationships with those individual credit unions, mm-hmm. all sizes and, you know, up here and geographic locations. So we really appreciate that. Where else would I have an opportunity in one plane trip to talk to as many people as we did today? So awesome, we really appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you.
Great. Absolutely.
And I have to echo your thoughts on the whole, how credit unions are very receptive to this. Mm-hmm. Up here, I mean, I've talked to a number of credit unions as well, and they're very progressive. I don't want to say aggressive, but they're very progressive in this thinking, and they want it. They're hungry for it. So that's really refreshing to see that nobody's really resting on their laurels when it comes mm-hmm. to this stuff. So it's really kind of cool.
We heard that today in a couple of the sessions mm-hmm. as well. And you know, even API enablement and access to data and data management and all of those things, which, you know, 5 years ago we weren't talking about those things.
Yeah.
And today they know it and they're looking for it. So
well, it's interesting because, you know, we all know with credit unions especially, there's nothing more important than the member relationship, but the use of technology and how to support that, right? And this session, or this entire conference, has had a couple of themes throughout: artificial intelligence, technology, data analytics, mm-hmm. those type of things mm-hmm. that all complement really nicely with serving the member.
Yeah, so indeed. Yep. Having said that, where do we go from here, guys?
Where do we go from here? Well, we roll up our sleeves tomorrow again.
And get out your crystal ball. And
we keep working on it. So, you know, I think there's a number of things. So awareness is one piece of it. Technology evolution, getting the systems put in place. Education and awareness is definitely a key piece of that. And then from co-op's perspective, how do we bring those things to market so that the value is very clear, the credit unions understand how it's going to help them, how do they leverage it, and then how do we keep building on this new vision that we have for where we're going as an organization, opening up and really enabling credit unions through our technology and enabling their technology to do its job as well.
We
kind of look at ourselves as that pivot point mm-hmm. for how do we enable the credit unions, because, you know, some of the smaller ones might not have the bandwidth, the resources to really tackle those issues.
Right,
so that's where we, and partnering with the Pacific Northwest Group team, how we can, I think we make a good team to bring some of those things to them.
Absolutely.
Any final words, Jason?
You know, I just think you shared earlier about the Northwest Credit Unions being progressive. Mm-hmm. That also puts pressure on our relationship. We want to make sure we're moving forward, and there's a lot of excitement, but it's all, again, like you guys would echo, it's all for the members, and it's exciting for mm-hmm. us to move forward. So coming up, there's some roadshows in the Northwest and across the country with co-op, so we're excited to have that, have good attendance and observing. And so we're just excited to continue the partnership into the future and stronger than ever. So
indeed, indeed. And I'm really excited about all that's happening that's coming down the turnpike, especially for 2019. But I can't wait to drop kick the password into oblivion. We can do that. I am a happy camper. I'm a lot of other people out there.
Wouldn't that be nice to get there?
I'm so spoiled. So spoiled. But anyway, thank you so much, guys.
You bet.
Kathy Snyder,
thank you.
Co-op Financial Services.
Got it.
Jason, well done, sir.
Thank you.
Good job.